Hello and welcome back to another episode of Insights from Sight Loss Friendly Church with Matthew Horsball and Lynn Davis. Coming up this time, how does a person with sight loss follow what's going on when there isn't an order of service?
When we talk about a church with no order of service, we're talking more about the low churches, such as the evangelical churches, including sort of Pentecostal Baptist churches, and those ones, the more charismatic end of the spectrum of churches, which is more of my expertise as somebody who came to faith in a more active sort of way through that kind of church.
Yeah, it's definitely not my experience. I've been to an evangelical church once and maybe twice. And I've got to be honest, I found it a little bit intimidating because there was nothing to follow and I just had no idea what to expect. And I think part of that is a cultural thing. That's not entirely a sight loss thing. It was just so completely different to anything that I'd encountered before that I think it took a while to adjust. And I think had I given it, you know, some time, then maybe I would have been able to adjust to it and maybe just sort of, you know, would have got on with it. But not knowing what to expect. And, you know, when people sort of stood up and you think, yes, but why have they stood up? Because there's no particular reason for them to stand up. And there was a whole host of things going on, which I just didn't understand and left me feeling quite overwhelmed by the whole thing.
It's very interesting to hear your experience, actually. And what you're saying about it being a cultural thing, I can so relate to that. The reason I started attending evangelical churches was because I was very disenchanted with the traditional church. So I think there's something beautiful about the high churches and their liturgies and this order of service and all that. It's very nice. But it's not something that speaks to me on a deeper spiritual level. It's something that for me is nice to do for Easter and Christmas and Pentecost and those special kind of services. And of course, having a dad who is a minister, I do have that affinity with it. But it wasn't something where I could have like a personal relationship with God or where I could get into it on a more spiritual level. So I had sort of dismissed church completely because I didn't know there was that option of evangelical church until my friends invited me along to church and I sort of very begrudgingly went there and wasn't really keen, just decided I'm just going to go, I want to be nice. And then the format really suited me because first of all, it was music, proper music. And hymn is proper music, by the way, but what I mean by proper music is more sort of what I, in my 21-year-old head at the time, thought of as proper music, because it wasn't just a hymns for me was very sort of, yeah, they're nice, they're pretty, but they're sort of above what I want to do. And I'm a singer as well, and I could really get into the music and I was enjoying it. So that was the first thing that drew me in. The second thing was actually that there wasn't an order of service. I didn't have to worry about standing up, sitting down, turning this way or that way for a procession. I still find the whole standing up, sitting down a bit tricky, but that has more to do with the fact that I can't see when it's happening and I can't always hear when it's happening because most of these churches, they don't use pews, which is another thing that I liked about this type of church. It's very often in buildings and it's chairs and you can hear more scraping of chairs. So in some ways, it's more accessible, but I still like to sit next to somebody when people are standing up and sitting down. And I feel very much that in that church context as well, if you don't stand up for some reason, I am attending a Baptist church now, which is sort of a happy medium between an evangelical church and also it's got some traditional elements as well. So there is an order of service. So to say there's no order of service, it's a bit wrong because there is an order of service in an evangelical church. It's not a formal order of service. It's more like an order of service a church sets up because as people, we need a certain routine to how we do things, including worship. There is the worship, there is the notices, there is the service, and there might be a communion after, not after the service, but after the sort of main talk of the service before the last songs and the last prayers and people saying goodbye. But yeah, so for me, I found it much easier to follow that sort of service because there wasn't the same discipline to it as there was in a high church. So it has as much to do with culture as it has to do with individuals as well, and what works for some might not work for another person.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think that the important thing is that nobody has an order of service. It's not like, you know, that there is an order of service, but the leader is the only person who has that. So it's not like the blind person is missing out on anything by not having it in Braille.
Yeah, no, that's right. So you're not missing it out by having it in Braille. One thing that I would like is to be able to have the worship songs in Braille. So in my current church, we use a songbook, and that songbook is very, very big. It's very huge. We have like song number 1,500 and something, something. So I can just imagine how big that book is in print. And in fact, when we have torch meetings in Brighton, it's actually done in a Baptist church and they use the books as well. And I very often pick the hymns in those meetings, and the leader will then have to tell me, today we are doing hymns from D to L. So I have to find hymns and songs that have that letter, because that's the volume that people are working with. So it's tricky, but I wish there were, for me, I would be very happy to have that songbook in electronic Braille. At the moment, that's not something that I have, but it's, for me, that would be very welcome. But then for the people who do use Braille or large print, they have to work by volumes and know which part of the alphabet we're singing from.
Yeah, and just to put that into perspective, there are a lot of volumes. I mean, I doubt actually that you would get D to L in one volume. You know, that would probably split across two or three. You know, a hymn book with 1,500 hymns in it, you're probably looking at probably 15 volumes, you know, with 100 hymns per volume. You know, it's
per volume, exactly,
it's huge. And unless the church is storing that on site, presumably... even in an evangelical church, you've got to know in advance what those hymns are going to be. Otherwise, you're going to struggle to keep up.
Yeah, that's right. So I have been in the worship team in several churches that I've attended. And one thing that I have always stressed to my worship leader is I need to know what we're going to sing in advance. And if I don't know it by Wednesday at the very latest in a week, I'm not singing, despite what anyone says, because I just can't, unless I know the songs in my head already.
Mm.
And that's the same for, I think, anyone who might be involved in any church. And in fact, before I got involved with the worship in the church, I did ask them, can you send me the songs? Because I still want to be mentally prepared for what's there. So that's a very good way of including people with sight loss.
Yeah, and then what happens if the Spirit leads you to sing a song that hasn't been included?
It's very rare that the Spirit leads people to sing songs that are already in the book. So what happens is very often that songs will be created on the spot. And this is actually a very beautiful thing. And I love this as a musician, because it almost becomes a bit of a jam session, because everyone has to improvise. And when everyone has to improvise, then it can become something very, very interesting. It's good to be mindful of it, but if that happens, then that happens. And then there needs to be an understanding from, if the person with sight loss is then in the worship team, that they might not be able to join in if they don't know the song, and give them the option to kind of step back or something like that.
Hmm. Well, and I suppose from the congregation's point of view as well, if you've got a blind person who's not in the worship team, I suspect that you're not going to be led to sing a song that's unfamiliar. So
no.
Probably, I don't imagine most of the congregation will be flicking to the right page in the book. I guess they'll just sing what they can remember of it, right?
Well, and this is it, because when that level of worship and the Spirit really takes over, the Spirit is kind of setting people on fire in such a way that many of them will not have the presence of mind to find the right hymn in the book. They will have to really know the song and then start singing it out loud, and then it's just tough luck if the... There has been times where somebody has started singing a particular song and nobody has been prepared. And what's happened is they've been just singing it solo. And that's that. So I guess that's a beauty in a way of that type of service.
Well, this has been a really interesting discussion. There's, of course, lots more, as ever, that we can talk about in this, and we'll revisit parts of this in future episodes. But I think that's probably where we'll leave it for now. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can phone us on 01858 438 260. You can email us slfc@torchtrust.org. SLFC, of course, stands for Sight Loss Friendly Church, or you can visit our website at www.torchtrust.org, and the Sight Loss Friendly Church page of that will be linked to in the show notes of this podcast. Please do get in touch with us if you're interested in Sight Loss Friendly Church, if you're interested in Torch Trust, or if you've got a question that you'd like us to answer on this podcast. We're always happy to hear from you. For now, though, from myself, from Lynn Davis, thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Bye for now.